Before we dive into today's pick, I just want to say thank you. Whether you're a longtime listener or this is your very first episode, I am so glad you're here. And if you're one of the parents tuning in from Spain, Portugal, Germany, or India, yes, I see you too. It's really amazing how this little podcast is reaching families all over the world. If these episodes have helped you feel a little more confident about what you're watching with your kids, or if they've sparked good conversations in your home, I'd be so grateful if you'd take a moment to leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other families, moms and dads, find shows that they can trust. Welcome to Wholesome TV Picks, the podcast that helps you discover clean, uplifting, family-friendly TV shows and movies in around 10 minutes or less. I'm Jennifer, your host, and if you're tired of spending your precious free time scrolling through questionable options, wondering what's actually safe or meaningful to watch with your kids, you're in the right place. I still remember sitting next to my dad in a packed movie theater when the room went completely silent. One powerful scene, no special effects, no big score, just raw emotion. That moment stuck with me. And watching that same movie years later as a parent, it landed in a completely new way. The movie I'm talking about is My Girl. And while I don't remember every single detail from my first time watching it, I do remember Veda Saltonfuss. That name is very unique and memorable. I remember how alone she seemed. Her dad wasn't unkind. He was just emotionally distant and wrapped up in his work. And that contrast hit me hard. My own dad was going through something similar, grieving, but not from death. After a divorce with my mom, a few years later, she moved out of state and he was suddenly playing both roles, mom and dad. He didn't have a partner to help him navigate my emotions or the everyday messiness of growing up. And maybe that's your story too. Maybe you're grieving the loss of a spouse through death, divorce, or distance and trying to hold it all together the best you can. If so, I think you'll see a lot of yourself in Harry Saltonfuss, Veda's dad. Quiet, caring, struggling to connect, but still being there. And if you're a mom listening, you'll see yourself too, because being present for your child's emotional life, even when it's complicated or uncomfortable, is something we all wrestle with. You're here, you're showing up, and that matters more than you know. Sometimes a movie doesn't just entertain, it holds up a mirror. My Girl is one of those rare stories that reaches across generations and gently says, you're not alone. The film came out in 1991 and stars Anna Chlumsky as 11-year-old Veda Saltonfuss, a sharp, funny, fiercely independent girl growing up in a funeral home run by her single dad, played by Dan Aykroyd. She's trying to make sense of her world, her friendships, or lack thereof, and her feelings, especially around her gentle best friend, Thomas J. Sennett, played by Macaulay Culkin. What makes this movie stand out isn't just the cast or the incredible 70s soundtrack. It's how it treats childhood with honesty and fun. Veda isn't searching for a mom figure. She's content with her dad. But there's one quiet moment just before everything changes, where she sees Thomas J.'s mom gently wipe milk from his face. It's subtle, but deeply moving, because you can almost feel her wondering what it might have been like to have that kind of tenderness from a mom she never got to know. And then tucked into all that emotion is a moment involving Thomas J. that unexpectedly turned into a science lesson in our home. The movie reveals that Thomas J. has several allergies. They say he's allergic to everything. Something my kids didn't fully grasp at first. My youngest, who was around 6 or 7, asked, "What does allergic mean?" And after I explained what allergic means and possible reactions for allergic people, my daughter followed up with, "But what happens when that happens to someone?" I hadn't this sweet film to spark a discussion about medical emergencies, but it did. And it reminded me of the kind of teachable moments we used to get from shows like Rescue 911, something I talk more about in episode 3. Those moments weren't about drama. They gave kids just enough information to understand life a little bit better. There's also a scene that touches on puberty. Nothing graphic or overdone. It's just honest and a little awkward, the way it should be, the way it is in life, right? Veda has a panic moment. Her dad's not home. And Shelly, his employee, steps in with calm reassurance. She explains just enough. And it reminded me that sometimes a small, thoughtful scene like that can do more for a parent-child relationship than a whole lecture ever could. We don't even hear the full explanation, just Veda's reaction. my mommy and daddy did that? I think it should be outlawed. And then later she follows up with, it's not fair. Nothing ever happens to boys. Those lines say so much about what it feels like to grow up, to be confused, to face changes you didn't ask for. And it reminded me that sometimes a moment of humor and honesty does more for connection than any step-by-step explanation ever could. But you know what doesn't help? Today's media that rushes kids through emotions or skips them entirely. Movies that throw in tragedy just for shock value or pretend that growing up is all about rebellion and sarcasm. They'll tell you kids don't want serious anymore and that wholesome means boring. That movies like My Girl are too soft or too slow, too sentimental. But that's exactly what makes My Girl stand out. It takes its time with grief, with trust, with friendship. It doesn't rush through the awkward stuff. It honors the quiet. And in doing that, it creates space for real connection. Not just for kids, but for the parents watching with them. My Girl explores friendship, first crushes, loss growing up, and the power of simply being present. Even if the person being present is just the quiet, loyal kid next door. There's also a small subplot where Veda's dad begins to fall in love again, and the way it disrupts her world felt painfully familiar to me. I can relate in two ways. First, as the kid who didn't want to share her dad, and now as a parent navigating a blended family, I see the other side too. We've had seasons where one or more of our stepkids didn't want anything to do with me or even us as a couple. They only wanted their dad. And while I respect that completely, I'd be lying if I said it was easy. So if you're raising kids who are still sorting through big feelings, whether you're the biological parent or the step-parent, this movie may give you some reflection to see your own situation with a little more grace. You'll find themes of love, patience, independence, and resilience. There is one heartbreaking moment too. And if you've already seen the movie, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But even that is handled with gentleness. My Girl is currently streaming free on the Roku channel, and if you'd like a heads up on mild language or emotional scenes, my pause and preview guide has everything you need, timestamps and quick context, so you know what to skip, mute, or discuss further with your kids. You can download it at wholesometvpicks.com/pauseandpreviewguides. I'll leave a link in the show notes so you can easily click and grab your free download. And maybe that's why My Girl still resonates. Not because it's loud or flashy, but because it slows down and it reminds us that growing up is messy and tender and meaningful. And that sometimes the most lasting lessons come wrapped in gentle moments. Because sometimes the stories that hurt the most heal the most. For another tender but powerful story about grief and emotional healing, check out our Parents' Night episode on Cold Case. If the single dad dynamic hit home, don't miss The Torkelsons, a feel-good 90s sitcom about a teen and her mama raising five kids on her own. And if you're ready for something lighter, you'll love The Chipmunk Adventure, a globe-trotting animated race full of sibling energy and fun music. I'll leave links for all of these episodes in the show notes. Next time on Wholesome TV Picks, we're moving from emotional stories to something soft and sweet. A calm, values-based show my kids grew up on. Even my oldest still watches it when it's on. I'll reveal what it is next week. So be sure to follow the show so you don't miss it. Thanks so much for joining me for this week's Pause and Preview. Take care, have a great rest of your week, and I'll catch you in the next episode.